Lorain County Community College's Hoke Theater for the American Spirit Ensemble. That's at the Hoke Theater at LCCC next Monday, February 3rd. And here to tell us more about that performance is Dr. Everett McCorvey. Dr. McCorvey, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, and thank you for having me on the program. I appreciate it.
Well, for those who haven't had the opportunity to see or hear about the American Spirit Ensemble, what is this show all about? You guys have been going strong now for a quarter of a century.
We have been, and that's very, very exciting. The mission of the American Spiritual Ensemble is to keep the American Negro spiritual alive. And to that end, we have traveled all over the world celebrating great American Negro spirituals. And the spirituals are the folk songs of the American Negro slaves, and we've taken the melodies from those songs and fashioned them into 4-part, 6-part, 8-part arrangements, mostly a cappella or with just piano. And we sing these songs. We tell the story of these songs. And it's been an engaging 25 years traveling and telling the story of this music.
And you guys have traveled all over the place. It's been really an interesting tour to kind of read about. But we just talked about how this has been around since 1995. How
Yes.
did all of this come together 25 years ago?
Well, you know, I was out of college and I was starting my own professional career and involved in my professional career. And what I noticed was that the spirituals that I had heard growing up in Montgomery, Alabama, during the Civil Rights Movement, those spirituals were being lost, and people weren't singing them anymore. They weren't celebrating them. Of course, part of that had to do with how popular gospel music had become. And so I was worried that the traditional spirituals were being lost. And I didn't want that music, which I call the mother music, the music that sort of got things started, and I didn't want that music or that story to be lost. And so I called my professional friends and used some students from my university of Kentucky, where I teach, and I started the group that way. And now, because of the popularity of the group, they're just all professional singers, and we travel and celebrate this music.
And I know you guys really do promote the idea that you're presenting diverse concerts. Can you explain why that concept is so important to you guys?
Absolutely. Well, because, as I was saying, this music started off with just melody sung in the plantation fields, and there are probably, you know, over 6,000 melodies, spiritual melodies. And but from this music, all sorts of music grew: jazz, blues, gospel. You can even attribute some of the Broadway melodies to having its roots in the spiritual. The whole concept of call and response that is so popular in popular music, all of that came from the spiritual. So what we try to do in our concerts is we do a little of the traditional American Negro spirituals. We do some call and response. And then we show the different ways that the spiritual has taken. And so we do some Broadway on the show. We do some jazz. We do some different things so that people will see how the spiritual has, how it had been used and how it's currently being used as well.
Dr. Everett McCorvey with the American Spiritual Ensemble is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. They are performing at Lorain County Community College's Hoke Theater this coming Monday, February 3rd at 7:30. Now, Dr. McCorvey, your group is comprised of over 90% soloists. So tell us all about the group and what makes them so unique.
Well, one of the things that we are very excited about is that these are all professional soloists in their own right. And so I have a roster of over 150 singers. And when we travel with about 25 singers. But they are all trained singers. And so when it's time to travel, I send out a notice and The singers let me know if they are available. I put the group together, and then we go from there. So what you're going to hear is just some amazing singers from people who've sung on Broadway, sung at the Metropolitan Opera, television. It's a diverse group of performers.
Now, when I sit there and I think to myself, you know, soloists, that makes me think that maybe it's difficult to sing with others. So how difficult is that for soloists to sing with others? Is that a difficult thing for them to do?
Well, it takes a few days for everybody to sort of shed their solo voice and get into the choral voice. But even on the concerts, what we do is we do some choral things, but we also do solo things. And so so people will hear an amazing range of music when they hear the concert.
An amazing range of music indeed. And I know that, you know, as a guy who's been doing this with this group for 25 years, you've got to have some personal favorites, right? So what's your favorite piece to perform?
Well, I have to tell you that one of our most popular pieces that we perform is we do Circle of Life from The Lion King. And it is always a huge popular number when we do that.
In the 25 years you've been doing this, can you pick out a couple of moments that have kind of wowed you on stage, like any particular moments that have completely blown you away?
Well, you will understand this because you're in the business where you see those special moments and hear those special moments all the time. But I tell you, almost on every concert, there is something special and unique that just continues to blow me away. We had a concert last night in Covington, Virginia, and the performers on stage were just amazing. I mean, it brings you to tears. And I think that anybody who sees these shows will just really be taken away with the power of the music, the power of the message, and the power of the performance.
Very nice. So with that said, we encourage folks to bring Kleenex on Monday, right? Because
I would absolutely do that. Absolutely.
All right.
You'll need it.
Very, very good stuff. Well, Dr. McCorvey, this has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we'll put in a good word with Mother Nature. Hopefully she plays
all
nice,
right,
and you don't get any snow on Monday.
Well, I tell you, you know, 25 years traveling a lot in the Northeast and in the Midwest, and we've seen a lot of snow. But, you know, in 25 years, we've only canceled one concert. And so we think that's a pretty good track record.
That's a terrific track record. There's no question about that. Dr. McCorvey, thank you again very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, that's Dr. Everett McCorvey with the American Spiritual Ensemble. They are performing this Monday, February 3rd, at Lorain County Community College's Hoke Theater, and they'll get going at 7:30. That should be a lot of fun.